Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
This is Base Station.
Lots of you watching tonight. I'm Kayla, and I'm from Ashwood in Kent. Who have we got calling in right now?
It's Bobby.
Hi, Bobby. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, love. I'm doing good. And yourself, you look all right. You know, you're looking like you're doing okay. How are you doing? You're all right. A bit nervous, but you good?
Oh, never better, Bobby. Do you like my new underwear?
It's absolutely top drawer. It is top.
Thank you, Bobby.
That's right, love.
Tell me, Bobby, where are you from? Tell me it's somewhere exotic.
Same as you, actually, Kayla. Ashwood in Kent.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Your hair looks nice, I think.
Oh, stop it, Bobby. You're too nice.
Hey, I was raised a gentleman, you know. What can I say, love?
Sometimes I like a bad boy, though, Bobby.
Oh, I could do that too. Versatile, you know, I could do a bit of that, a bit of this. That's no problem at all, Kayla, love.
What did you do today, Bobby?
Errands, mostly. Mostly did a few errands. I'm trying to think. B&Q. What was the other thing?
You didn't go to the game?
What game's that?
West Ham away.
Nah.
Oh. Why, Bobby? Why?
I ripped up my season ticket, love.
Oh, dear.
Ripped it up into a million pieces. Yeah, I'm boycotting the games. I've had enough.
But we won 2-0 at the London Stadium, Bobby.
I don't care, Kayla, to tell you the truth.
You don't care?
No.
Is that loyal support?
They'll get my loyal support when they get rid of Nolan. And I've made that very clear. That's the terms and conditions of getting Bobby back on the terraces.
But he spent £100 million this summer, Bobby.
I couldn't care less, Kayla, love. He's taken more money out of the club than what he's put in. End of.
I don't know if that's the case.
It is, love, trust me.
Why should I trust you if you don't even watch the games?
You what?
I was at the game today. We've never looked better.
Oh, don't make me laugh. Honestly, don't make me laugh. What's this, Comedy Central? Have I tuned into Comedy Central?
We were exciting. We took our chances.
We were excited? What were we like off the ball?
Had a good shape. Defence was disciplined.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And West Ham only had 40% possession.
Well, possession could be misleading, Kayla, love.
Not always.
Right, I just want to get back on message. Could you tell us more about your underwear, please? Thank you.
That's back-to-back wins now.
Well, it's not necessarily back-to-back wins in the league. It's back-to-back wins in all comps. Not that I'm playing down the win in Rome. I'm just saying they're not back-to-back league wins. But anyway, this underwear of yours...
3 clean sheets so far this season.
Yeah, great. Kayla, lovely.
We're out of the bottom 3.
This is £7 a minute to call into this show.
With the fixtures we have, we could be in the top 10 by November.
What turns you on, Kayla?
Kyle Francis Clark's volley in the second half.
Oh, for God's sake.
And we're top of our group in Europe.
We've only played one bloody game.
Thanks for calling in, Bobby.
Kayla, please. No, Kayla, come on.
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888 and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Despite a turbulent and disruptive start to their five-year plan, Ashwood City achieved European qualification and they now enter season two of The Offensive. Of their victory in the Europa League, Ashwood have now beaten West Ham United 2-0 at the London Stadium. With the unexpected victory has come celebrations from both fans and players alike. With clashes in East London amongst various supporter groups, head of communications Jess Tate is tracking down teenage sensation and goalscorer Kyle Francis-Clark.
Just call him. He's old enough to have a phone.
Yeah, he's old enough to have a phone. He's old enough to have a shag. He's old enough to play for Ashwood. But he's not old enough to drink. And guess what he's fucking doing?
Well, I would imagine a combination of all of the above.
This is a joke. This is a fucking joke.
That volley, though. Wow. I always thought he was overrated. Like, don't lose him now. He's probably worth more than the whole bloody youth team. Where is he?
What?
Where is he?
I don't fucking know. Why do you think I'm driving around London looking for a 17-year-old?
It's not your problem, Jess.
Yeah, tell me that when the Daily Mail website have a picture of him nursing a vodka and coke outside Café de Paris.
Oh, yeah, this is your problem, isn't it? Didn't think of that.
And he's black, so it'll probably be a minimum 5-year stint of abuse in the Daily Mail.
4 years, if he's on his best behaviour.
Speaking of vodka, where are you?
Mi casa.
Is that a bar or a club or something?
No, it's a detached 5-bedroom in Ashwood.
What, you're actually at home? Home?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's where I live.
We lost 2-1 to Liverpool last week and you had a street party.
That wasn't a street party.
Wasn't it?
No, I was just
drinking in the street.
Well, yeah.
Classy.
I'm just staying home tonight.
So you don't want to drive through the West Ham v Ashwood battlegrounds? The Battle of Shitton? War of the Hoses.
The police are using riot hoses.
Yeah, quite handy actually. I had some bird shit on the wing mirror and now it's gone. Might circle around and see if they do a wax and polish.
Right, I'll call back later and I'll check it.
Fine, I'll let you know how I get on. I might call the police, I'm not sure yet.
Man, the drama. It's like footballers' wives.
Yeah, well, footballers' wives have a relatively boring life compared to the footballers' girlfriends and sex workers.
Laters.
So long, Frimpong. Oh my God, Jesus! Fuck. Get out the road, you drunk moron! Don't you dare kick my car, you little shit! Get up, get the fuck up so I can knock you the fuck back down!
Fuck you!
Woody?
Jess!
What are you doing in the middle of the fucking road?
It's a pedestrian crossing!
What are you doing in the middle of a pedestrian crossing?
Being a fucking pedestrian!
Get in the car.
I'm a pedestrian, Jess. Just fuck off and let me be a pedestrian.
Get in the car. You're going to help me look.
I'm already fucking doing that. I just happened to be run down by a Range Rover Evoque.
No, I didn't run you down.
Then why am I lying on the ground under your fucking car?
No, I bumped into you and you fell over. It was a shoulder charge. A coming together 50-50 challenge, nothing more.
Aye, a coming together of a human being in a 2.5-ton vehicle.
Oh, come on, you wimp. Get in.
Got bird shit on your wing, man.
Oh, what?
What the fuck are you listening to?
I don't know.
Just Celine Dion. Are you that old already?
It's just a radio, Woody. Change the song if you want.
Use Bluetooth like a normal person.
Oh, go on then.
Man, I quite like this song. It's, what's this called? Ballad FM.
Yeah.
I'm going to know that one down. You know when you get those phone calls and they say, oh, have you been involved in an accident in the last few years, you know?
Yeah, like the Andrew Castle adverts.
Hey.
Yeah.
Well, now I have. And I can say you did it.
It wasn't an accident.
Was it your name?
You dived.
Come off it.
You drew the foul, then.
So it was a foul.
Who's that?
It's Patrick.
Put it on speaker.
Why?
Because I want to hear what he knows about KFC and where he is.
Then I'll pass on the message.
Just do it.
Hey, pal, you're on speaker.
Come in, Nighthawk. This is Dark Fox. I've searched the western perimeter of the stadium. No results. Got reports of a car similar to the target's vehicle. I'm going to jump on their six and tail them for a few blocks. Over. Nighthawk. You there? Nighthawk. Woody.
What the fuck are you two doing?
Jess!
Sorry, Dark Fox. Pal, she made me put you on speaker.
Oh, we were just...
You two are fucking losers. Complete, utter losers. This isn't a fucking game.
Did I sound like I was joking around?
Was that a question to me or Nighthawk?
Look, okay, it helps us add some clarity to the search.
Patrick, I said wait at the London Stadium until the coach is full and then ask the players. Not pretend to be secret agents in the East End.
We weren't being secret agents.
And what were you doing?
A covert operation.
Woody, shh.
Our cover's blown already, pal.
No, I don't mean... Oh, just shut up. Jess, I'll speak to Theo, see what...
You haven't even spoken to Theo yet.
Yeah. But he said he was busy, so I said I would call him back.
You're a shitty covert agent, and you're an even shittier liar.
You know, they're technically the same thing.
No, shut up. Call Howard.
I've called Howard.
Oh, yeah? What did he say?
He said KFC has family in London. He's probably with them.
Then let's go. Where do they live?
Brixton.
Woody, why are you just spilling this information now?
Well, I figured... Which Daily Mail journalists are wandering around Brixton looking for a story?
They're the worst ones, Woody. The worst fucking ones. Come on, let's go.
Right, that was another pedestrian crossing.
Yeah, thanks for the update, Dark Fox.
I'm actually Nighthawk. It's Patrick who's Dark Fox. I said I'm actually...
I heard what you said.
You're listening to Ballad FM. Now, for some Sinead O'Connor.
This is it.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Say
As Patrick continues his part in the search, he finally receives a call from Chief Player Liaison Officer Theo Clinton.
Theo.
Patrick, hi. Sorry for the delay in getting back to you.
Where is he, Theo?
I don't know, Patrick.
Oh, goddammit.
I was looking where some of the players suggested, but...
But what? What, you got distracted? You couldn't finish? Do you know what they did with the last Theo that couldn't finish, don't you? They sent him to Everton, mate. Everton.
They think he'll go back to Ashwood.
They think or they hope?
They think.
I've seen this happen too many times, Theo. We said this week his nightlife was becoming a problem. We said London would be a hotbed for this crap.
I know.
And you said you'd speak to him.
No, I didn't.
Didn't you?
No.
Oh, well, maybe I dreamt that then. Oh, no, don't tell me I dreamt the West Ham result too.
If you want to assign him proper first team status, then I can have a better duty of care over the player.
Why don't we have a duty of care over our youth team?
Because it makes it difficult to terminate their contracts or loan them out to Sunderland.
Ah, good point. Good point.
How long since he was called up to the first team?
It's been 7 hours and 15 days.
Has it?
Fuck, I don't know, Theo.
Oh.
Just look, he's going to be in the headlines. That volley is going to be shown every week on Sky Sports News. Right, he needs some protection from the press because, let's face it, yes, it was a great volley, but he's still a little shit.
Patrick, he's going to make mistakes. He's going to make some wrongs before he makes rights.
No, he isn't.
You can't go around policing everything. You're not Fergie.
Hey, look, if he is hanging out at a party hosted by Lee Sharp, I'll be delighted. It's probably a quaint dinner party for people in their 40s. But I know it isn't that, and you know it isn't
you
that.
You can't control him.
No, I can't, but I can at least...
At least what?
Try and spare him this media trial by racial undertones.
You're not going to change that, Patrick.
Plus, he's worth 20 million now. Not my words, words of Danny Mills.
You're not going to stop the racism thing, Patrick.
I know, but I can stop him from being papped.
What are you going to do? Dive in front of the camera and take the hit yourself?
If I have to.
Try Brixton.
Brixton. Great. Yeah, I'll head to Brixton on my Sunday night. I was planning to be tucked up in bed with David Cameron's book, but no.
He has some family and friends there.
On my way.
Oh, and Patrick.
What?
Don't tell him he's worth 20 million quid.
I won't.
But don't waste your time in Brixton. He's an Ashwood kid. Probably just wants to be with his mates, not the players and media.
Yeah. Well, you're right, Theo. He is a sensible young kid. Not all footballers are the same. Speak soon.
Cheers, Patrick.
Yeah, fucking right.
This is Ballad FM. Coming up later, we've got Tony Braxton and, of course, Whitney Houston.
Jess, what are we doing here?
Cheers.
Cheers.
They said he was here.
No, I know what they said, but why don't we wait outside?
What, so you can listen to ballads again?
No, so we don't have to be in here.
Well, I'm thirsty.
Great. Run over an innocent bystander and now drink driving.
What, I hit an innocent bystander?
Hey.
Who? When?
Me. About an hour ago.
Oh.
Apology accepted.
Oh, I think I have eyes on the target. Permission to engage.
Oh, and now who's messing around?
You're not joking.
You weren't joking. You were doing your serious face.
I don't have a serious face.
You do. I sat next to it at the opening game of the season when Burnley put three past us.
Yeah.
There it is again. It's like you'd look a bit dead and a little bit Russian at the same time.
That's him, isn't it?
Where?
At the table with the girls and the champagne.
Fucking hell, what is he going to do if we actually win something significant?
Let's stick to reality for now, shall we?
This ain't bad, this.
What is it?
Espresso martini.
Oh, great, I've got an hour drive back with you.
It's got a wee coffee bean in it.
So are you going to go and get him or what?
I'll go and get KFC.
Yes.
Why would I do that? This is your area of expertise.
How is this my area?
Oh, this is a comms issue for sure.
He's a member of the playing squad.
So? He's not on the pitch, not my problem.
Go and get him now.
I thought we'd take these things in turns. I did the last one, didn't I?
What are we, Rashford and Pogba? You're supposed to be enforcing the wishes of the club. Well, here I am, wishing that smug little twat was dragged out of here and bundled into a car ASAP.
Oh, can I finish this first?
Fine.
Great.
This is actually quite good too.
What is it?
Aperol Spritz.
I think he scored past us once.
Why can't we have one of those players that's all shy and spends all his spare time on the training ground?
Jeez, Nadella.
Am I right, though? Why do this? Why do this to yourself? One photograph tonight and his life's ruined.
Look, I dare say Graeme Souness will give us a fucking monologue over an empty white shot of a stadium, but let the guy have a fucking drink. Jesus.
He's underage and a key member of the playing squad.
He's a fucking kid. Let him be a kid.
He's under contract with Ashwood City. Sign that away.
Footballers have micro careers, Jess, all right? 17 to 35, that's the rules. Then you fuck off at the game and move over for the others to arrive. That kid has about 15 to 18 years to enjoy the moment. Then that's it. All over. Done. Bye-bye, KFC.
Oh, God, he's got a girl in his lap now, for God's sakes. What is he trying to do? Do you know how busy I'll be this week if he gets back tonight?
Will you still be working from home on Friday?
Yes, obviously.
Well, not that busy then. Let him play with his lady friend over there.
She's old enough to be his mum.
Well, someone's got to buy him the drinks.
Oh, shit. Her tits are out, and she's doing a selfie. Woody, Woody, her tits are out.
Fuck, right, I'm grabbing him.
Woody?
I said him, not them. Now go start the car.
Will do. I'll see you by the fire exit.
Hey, you, let me see some ID, and you get those out of his face and put your top back on. You'll catch a cold. I didn't want to do the headlock, but you made me, Kyle, right? You made me. Remember that?
When you get it?
This way. Come on. Right. In the car. Now.
Look out. Photographer.
Oh, fuck.
Shut the door.
Done. My elbow. I think it's bleeding.
Patrick, I can't believe you did that.
Oh, it's ripped my blazer, Jesus Christ. Hey, let's have a look at that camera, pal.
Wait, give me the... Oh!
One of those GoPros, is it? Can survive anything, then, can't they?
No, it ain't, actually.
Oh, that's a shame.
I would have got the pictures, mate, so fuck off.
Pictures of what?
If you were drunk chief exec, unless you want to slip us a dosh, and I'd get rid of them.
Nah, you're all right.
Are you okay?
Come closer, Jess. I'm weak.
Right, I'd rather not, because I think you're lying in piss.
I'm sorry.
I said you're lying in piss.
No, I'm sorry.
What?
I'm sorry about Harkness. I'm sorry about Broom. I'm sorry.
You are?
I am.
Did you hit your head on the way down?
No, for once, I'm thinking clearly.
Your scalp is bleeding a bit. It doesn't look like a rash, though.
Oh, right. Well, maybe I did hit my head, but I am sorry.
You mean that?
I mean that.
Thanks, Patrick.
That's okay. Now, go on without me.
Patrick.
No, seriously, you're blocking my car. Go on so I can get out.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'll see you back at Ashwood.
Ah, yes. Ashwood. Home. I'll see you there.
Yeah. Bye, Patrick.
Bye, Jess. Hey, tell Woody I'm going to be okay.
Pal, you stink of piss.
That's the smell of success, my friend.
Is it?
Mission accomplished. Nighthawk.
Mission accomplished, pal.
Oh, Jess, you got bird shit on your wing mirror.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember. Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him,
Listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.